Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. To Gag Reflex. All right, y'all. How are you? How the fuck are y'all today?
It's been a while.
I know you missed us.
You missed us so fucking much.
You fucking dreamt about us.
So let's talk about communication a bit. It's 2020. We communicate a bunch of different ways.
Mm. What's the best way for someone to talk to you?
For me, it's FaceTime.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're the voice memo, yeah?
I love voice memos. Yeah. That is my shit.
Yeah, she loves that shit.
I'd rather do that than text. It's just easier.
It is easier,
and
yeah.
You hear the emotion in my voice. You hear what I mean, and I'm meaning what I'm saying.
Yeah. You can't misconstrue what someone's saying when it's their voice, but texting is just messy.
Yeah.
Because people are like checking to see, oh, they texted me 5 minutes or 20 minutes ago, and then it's a race of who can be like the pettiest in a text. I don't really fuck with that.
And sarcasm doesn't go well through text, and I'm sarcastic
sometimes. I hate sarcasm. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
I hate sarcasm.
Why?
Because I think you should just say what you're trying to say. Just say it.
But they are saying
it. No, sarcasm is speaking in circles, and it's like a game, and it's not fun.
If someone's saying, maybe that's not it. They're saying maybe that's not it, just in a different tone.
Yeah, but it comes off as, like, petty. Like, it's a bunch of games. Like, just say what you want to say in the way that you want to say it without trying to put, like, a spin on. Just fucking say what you're trying to say. I hate sarcasm.
There's a right time and place. Don't
you're not super sarcastic, though, so that's why. I barely even notice when you're being sarcastic.
Because you don't understand sarcasm.
Exactly. Like, if she's being sarcastic, I take exactly what she's saying in the way that she's saying it. That's why sarcasm goes
like,
right
no,
over my head.
I meant the total opposite. Whatever. Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. Yeah. We do a lot of that. Fuck me. So your main form of communication
is voice
memos. Is voice message and mine is FaceTime.
Yeah, but like people almost get offended when you FaceTime them.
But there is FaceTime etiquette. I don't believe 100%. In FaceTime etiquette because call me whenever. Like you're going to see every single level of me. I don't really care what I look like. In FaceTime. Who cares?
I don't think it's about looks. It's about, like, time. I think you should ask someone, hey, you free before you FaceTime.
And
FaceTime is popping up on someone.
Yeah, pop up. And if I don't want you to pop up, I won't hit accept.
Oh, like, now I gotta see my face and my wig is off. Like, don't.
Okay.
Sometimes I just don't want to look at myself. Now I have to be forced to click deny and I'm staring at myself while doing it. Like, don't do that. Don't FaceTime me.
Yeah, I don't really mind. I love FaceTime. I think the only thing that would really get me upset is if you FaceTime me when you're with a bunch of people and you're talking to them around you.
Yeah.
That goes with calling. That goes with FaceTiming. Like, if you're trying to have a conversation with 8 other people, unless you called me specifically, like, for my opinion or to get me in on this, like, whatever, like, that's fine. But if you're talking to 9 other people or even 2 other people or 1 other person and I'm just on the phone, like, dead weight, that's embarrassing.
Phone etiquette, period.
How do you feel about double texting?
I don't think that's a big deal. I think that should be celebrated.
Oh, my God.
I think that
okay,
should
I'm
be
so glad we agree because I just didn't want to, like, fight about this. So many girls are like, or guys, too, I want to text him again, but I don't want to, like, look crazy. I don't know. I don't want to double text. Why?
Who cares?
If I have another thing to say to you, I'm going to say it.
And then press send.
Twice. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
If I forget an exclamation point, I'm gonna press that too and press send. Like, what is the big deal? You don't look thirsty, you just look like you got something to say and you said it.
Right.
In fact, you look brave.
You look brave and you are celebrated here on Gag Reflex.
Double text, triple text, quadruple text.
And then call after.
Matter of fact, blow up his phone, send paragraphs.
The fuck?
My goodness. But on the other hand, if someone's blowing up your fucking phone, if you're on the receiving end, it's like, okay, come on now.
I think if you have something to say, you can text me as many times as you want until you get your point across. Your point across in a conversation. But if you're just texting me, hey, what's up? And I don't respond in an hour. And then you're like, hey, are you there? Or did you get my text? Or, like, did it say delivered? I got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff I don't like. But if we're having a conversation, or if you text me, hey, what's up, and I don't respond, then you want to tell me something else and be like, so I just saw this thing at the store. Like, text me.
Do you have your red receipts on?
Fuck yeah, I'm a boss. Like, if I'm ignoring you. If I'm ignoring you, you're going to know I'm ignoring you. Like, and if I accidentally ignore you, I'm glad that my read receipts are on and you're like, hey, like, I saw that you were on my message. I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot. Like,
I used to have mine on because I'm like, I don't have anything to hide. Like, you're going to see when I'm not replying to you. But now I'm like, I kind of like the mystery. Like, did I see it? Did I do it on purpose? You'll never fucking know. And I hope that drives you crazy. Like, I like to be petty like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a pettiness with your red receipts, though, that 100%. I like. 100%. The game with the red receipts, I love.
Sometimes I turn on specifically for certain people. Like, my red receipts are on for you. Because I want you to see when I read my shit. It's not petty.
But I like turning it off. Like, I love when it starts on, and then all of a sudden my red receipts are off. That drives men crazy. They're like, why'd you turn your red receipts off?
Yep, if you want to fuck with it.
And then play dumb. What are you talking about?
Like, huh?
You're so obsessed with them. But no, I'm always like, what? My red boy, you're crazy. Anyway, and then I just change the subject. I'm like, you're crazy. You sound crazy. And he's like, am I crazy? It's like, you're not. I did what you said. But you sound crazy for bringing it up.
So I have this thing that I want someone to do to me. It's not physical. Slide. It's not physical. I want someone, and I think it's happened before, but I don't remember it, but I want someone to send me an email just telling me how much they, like, care about me and love me.
I love that.
Isn't that so fucking
sweet? Same with handwritten letters. I love that.
I wish handwritten letters were still a thing.
I know. Emails are dope, too. Who gives a shit? Yeah.
Because you just don't expect that. The unexpected ways of communications are the best.
Yeah, it's the little things that's really dope. So, I used to date this guy, and it was my first boyfriend. He would literally just leave little things for me. Like
little sticky notes?
Just letters, little sticky notes, that's little, so like, cutouts cute. With things. Like, all of, like, I love little notes and stuff like that. I think that is, it was so adorable. Like, I remember one time we were, like, in our dorms, and he slid a letter under my door. And it was just this sweet, I still have this letter to this day, and nothing has topped that moment. It was just so fucking sweet.
That's so sweet.
I love that kind of stuff. Men, try fucking harder.
It's not even hard, though. That's the thing.
But they're doing the bare minimum. And the bare minimum is none of that stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're not just trying. Sweep me off my feet. Because the guy in my DMs is trying much harder. So you're like, hi, beautiful. You're perfect. The sun is surrounded around your lap. Like, he's trying and you're not. He's an Indian man in my DMs. And he's been messaging me since 2017.
That's beautiful.
It's real love.
Will you ever give him a chance? He's communicating with you.
I'm not even going to get into that. Like, no, I'm not going to give this man a chance. If I wanted to give him a chance, I would have.
There's some stories like that when the guy's been pining over her for years. Yeah. Trying everything in his power. And then year five.
Yeah. But those are the people that are like, okay, I finally decided to give him a chance. And he was like,
the one.
That's cute. Mm. I don't think that's me. I have a very good sense of if someone is right for me. And I've never been wrong. Like, I meet someone, it's like, if my energy just, like, doesn't match theirs, I can tell right away. And there's also just a pull that I need. 100%. And if I don't have that pull, and I will always get that pull if it's someone that I can, like, see myself with. And if that pull isn't there, like, people are like, that'll grow. That spiritual pull
will
grow.
No. Mm-hmm. If it's real, you don't have to work for it that hard.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind, actually, when people say, like, it could grow later on. There's a fine amount of time where something could happen. Like,
right.
Let's say maybe a month in, something could happen where you feel different. But longer than that, if it's past a month, boo, like, he's not yours.
Well,
he's
for
someone else. That's what I think.
I don't know, because there's been a situation where I've known someone, and then, like, a year later, I started to see him different. Because if you put someone in a different situation, you're going to see different sides of them. So say, like, you never see that person in a different light, and then you finally see them in a new light, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck? That could totally happen.
What, like, he stood up for you one day?
No. It's more of, like, if you don't know that someone is as passionate. Like, so passion is something that is just such a turn on to me.
Yeah.
So say, like, every time you see this person, you guys are at a group of friends, and you're going out on a Friday night, right? And then for the first time ever, you, like, go out for coffee with him for him to help you on a project, and then you find out that he's really passionate about, that he shares with you, never knew that side of him, and it's a big part of him.
Mm.
That'll make you change your mind on someone.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see that in 6 months, a year, 2 years, like, you never know. You put someone in a different light, in a different situation, it's going to bring something out of them.
I agree.
But
what changes my mind about someone, I think seeing how someone handles themselves in an altercation would let me know a lot about you.
Yeah. Handling yourself in anger is so big.
Yeah. There's different types of anger. There's, like, physical, emotional, and, like, the way you bring it out to the world says so much.
Mm-hmm.
If you are quick to hit someone, to me, I'm like, ew.
Or even just to raise your voice and get mad.
Yeah. communication, like, first step should be verbal always. And then when it gets to it, you could throw hands. But I mean, if my man just was like a monster and was like raging for no reason.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, especially like toxic masculinity. Like, I don't like that at all. Like, I just don't like when a man is like, let me show you how much of a man that I am. Or even with women, when they're like, I'm tough. Like, let me show you. You know, it's like, you don't have to show. Like, all of that, that's like energy, that's aura, that's vibes. Like, it's just something that's a part of you where it's not. You shouldn't have to, like, force it down someone's throat. I think that's so ugly.
I've been around someone that I didn't, that person didn't say a word, and I knew not to fuck with them. Like, not that I wanted to, but you could just smell it. Like, you are not the type of person that anyone wants to mess with, and it's how you carry yourself. Like, you can see that in their eyes almost.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about if you're in a fight with significant other or even just a friend, how do you feel about, because there's like a lot of different ways to handle confrontation, but there's two different ways that is like universal. I think there's the way of like talking it out right away, or taking space and taking time and then talking after. Which one do you feel works best for you?
I think it depends on how heavy the situation is, but I'm explosive, kind of, so I have to take my time and, like, walk away. Or anything that comes out of me, you can't come back from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So words are powerful.
Yeah. So I have to take a breath, take a step back, think about what to say before I say it, because I couldn't. If I did that, I probably wouldn't have any friends or any family member that still loved me.
Yeah.
Legit.
No, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I don't like people that are like, no, we have to sit down and talk about this right now.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we have to sit down and talk about this right now? Why can't I take a second to figure out, one, if I want to talk to you? Mm-hmm. Two, how are we going to talk? And three, what I want the conversation...
What to say,
like, what I want from the conversation. Like, I'm someone that, like, needs a second, because if I'm mad, I shoot daggers. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how bad it hurts. Mm-hmm. I'm aiming low. And I don't care. And then I won't regret it in the moment. I won't regret it 5 minutes after. Like, it's going to take me a minute to actually regret it. Because I'm still seeing red 2 hours later. Like, when I'm mad, I'm mad. And I know the power of my words. So I need a second.
So we understand communication, but there's you have to know when not to communicate.
You have to know when to walk away. Yeah. I don't like that.
Have you ever gotten so mad at a person that you were dating?
I don't think I've ever been that mad at someone I was dating, but I've been that mad at my brother.
Yeah.
Because my brother's the only, I talk about this man all the time. Guys, he's literally like the best person in my life besides my parents. But he's the only one that can really, really get me mad to the point of like, man. I see black. Yeah, or I see red, I think the saying is, but...
You see black too, you black out.
Black,
and then you don't remember what you did.
Yeah, he's the only person that's like, I don't want to be around you right now, like, I fuming. Mm. But I promised myself, like, we had one fallout, he was here actually, and I was, like, so mad at him, I just, like, ignored him. And that was the last time I was like, okay, that's the last I'm going to allow myself to get that mad at someone I love.
Yeah.
So I won't allow myself to get there, and if I do, I take a second, and it's not like, I don't want to talk to you, it's like, give me a minute. And I always try to, like, come into it in a loving kind of way. But I think everyone handles anger differently.
They gotta. Because if everyone was a type of way, the world would be in flames right now.
Right. I think the worst way, though, and this is something that I always used to do, I just stopped doing this. I think the worst way to handle emotions is a silent treatment. It is the most toxic, immature, petty thing that you can do, and I just don't think it's right. Like, it's a difference between, I need a second, like, because if you voice that, like, I don't want to talk to you right now, I need space, I'm not going to talk to you for the next couple of hours or whatever,
that is different.
But to not say that and to just...
Like, shut down.
Ignore them and be petty. That's ugly. Like, we need to grow up. Like, I understand, like, you know, some people just don't want to talk to that
person.
Some
people do have, like, passive-aggressive natures, and that's how they cool down.
You gotta express that.
Write a letter.
Right.
Write
a letter. Send a text, like, don't talk to me. Look at me if you see me, because I just need a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that can get...
I think the one time I got so, so mad, it was probably at, like, my dad. My family are the only people that can get me out of my character, which is crazy. It's the people you were born with.
Mm-hmm. And you love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can get you out of your character. And, like, my culture, you're not really allowed to, like, lash out or just say anything.
She's from Ghana, or for anyone who doesn't remember.
You're not really allowed to lash out or, like, be disrespectful in air quotes, because even talking back Yeah. Whether you're saying I don't agree is still disrespectful.
Yeah.
So I would have to cool down first, and then maybe vent later in some way, somehow, like creatively, or just listen to music, or find an outlet to let my shit go.
Yeah.
Or I would have to do the silent treatment, and that's the only way they would notice
that you're upset.
That I'm not being myself.
Yeah.
And now that I'm older, I'm like, I'm more vocal, but I'm still like the person that just watches. I'm like, I'm an observer, so I'll just watch and see where something is coming from before I ever say anything.
Yeah.
But I wish I had that, like, you know, now I'm mad. Because then sometimes people take you more seriously when you're, I'm going to show
screaming
how
in
I
their
feel.
Face. Yeah. Sometimes people need that. They're like, oh, she's mad.
She's mad.
Right. Because sometimes when you're talking in a calm voice and you're maybe not looking them in the eye, but you're like, I am so angry right now.
Yeah, and they don't know.
Right. But it's like, you don't understand that this is a level 10 inside of me. And if you step to me wrong, I'm going to end your life.
Especially if you're a crazy person like us and you're smiling while
saying that. Oh, my God. Yeah. Because if I'm yelling at you, I'm drunk I don't know how else to handle my emotions right now. I'm at 100.
Yeah.
But usually I don't yell. And if I'm yelling, it's like I'm expressing myself. Like I raise my voice, but I don't yell. I definitely raise my voice. Mm-hmm. But when I'm yelling, that's a problem. Like I don't ever want someone to get me to the point where I'm like screaming.
So what outlets did you use when you got mad?
So before the last year and a half, it was definitely passive aggressive, silent treatment. Mm. But I just like that. I don't ever want to do that to someone, because if I lost someone in a moment and I was being petty and not talking to them, I would never forgive myself. And so I just will never do that again. So now it's more of like, I'm really upset, you know, or sometimes like people think I'm upset because I'm not speaking. Like say like I had a falling out with someone, or there was like an argument or something, or whatever, and then the next day I'm not talking. It's not like, sometimes I don't care, like, when stuff happens. And that's the thing with me as well. Like, sometimes people think I'm upset, and I'm not. Like, it just...
And it's very easy for you to get over things. I mean, too, like...
Oh, my God.
Once you say what you gotta say, that's it. Like,
yeah, like, it happened, it's done. Yeah. Right. But then it's like, how do you relate that to someone? I don't know how to relate that to someone. Like, hey, like, whatever happened 2 days ago, like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, but then it comes off as like, I don't give a fuck. And that's literally not like how it's meant to sound. It's like, whatever you think is happening right now, I'm not upset in the least bit.
Yeah, people have to practice how not to hold a grudge, because that can eat you up.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's affecting you. That person doesn't know
you're mad. And he's like, she's walking around jolly and shit, and you are like harboring these crazy emotions that will fucking take over your day. Like, I'm the queen of not giving a fuck after a fight. Like,
same, because it's like at the end of the day, we said what we needed to say. Mm-hmm. If you didn't finish saying what you need to say, say it to me.
Yeah.
Do I care about the fight anymore? No, but I care if you have something on your chest.
Yeah.
And then let it be done. Like, if it's to the point where I don't want to be your friend or you, whatever, I don't want to be that way with you anymore, I'll let you know. Like, if I don't fuck with you anymore, I don't fuck with you. And you will be well aware. But I think it's so dumb when people are like walking on eggshells around people that they care about
and
because they had a fight.
Resenting them.
Exactly.
And then now you're frenemies, and now you don't wish them well. Like, and that affects your life too. Because now if you wish someone ill will, like if you're wishing someone bad, then yo, flip that around. That's karma. It'll get you.
Mm-hmm. So, communication is just so big.
Yeah.
We can talk about this all day.
All fucking day.
But also, it's really hard for some people just to express their feelings, period.
Mm.
Like, I know a lot of men that I grew up with and just know it was like, it's a lot of passive aggressive, or it's like, you know what, I don't even fucking care. It's like, no, you care. And you care deeply.
Yeah.
So what about this conversation and the situation is affecting you in this way?
I think the I don't care would hurt me more than you saying something really mean to me.
Same. I agree.
Those words, I don't care, that means, like, go fuck yourself. Like, I could be not on this earth anymore, and that's the last thing you had to say to me was, I don't care.
Yeah.
Those words are so powerful.
I agree.
Like,
you don't care.
Don't say it to look cool. Don't say it because you're mad. Just, like, how else can you say,
I don't care.
I'm not feeling it right now. Like, I'm not feeling it right now.
I think
instead of
I don't care, be like, I would just be like, listen, instead of saying I don't care, be like, in this moment, I don't want to talk about this right now because I'm going to say something hurtful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, I just need space. That's like the best thing to say before you get to the I don't care moment. Be like, I need a second. Mm. That's when you need that pause. Because that I don't care, you can't take that back.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck. That's even worse. You know about our thing, y'all, about swearing at us. Like, don't ever do that.
If you add a cuss word into it, that's final. Like, now...
So you hate me. So you never want to be with
me. You can never go back from that. When I get mad, I will think about that moment when you said that.
Oh, my gosh.
And it will have nothing to do with the moment. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, remember 2 years ago when you said, I don't give a fuck? Yeah, I hate you.
I'm still upset. He's like, babe, we're at an anniversary dinner. I'm like, well, it's over. So... It's really weird that you brought that up. So I'm not feeling it anymore. The fuck?
Yeah.
Let's like make this like I'm getting heated a bit and I don't know why. So let's like, you know, let's be fun over a little bit. Let's talk about okay. How do you feel when a man will ask you for your Snapchat? We're gonna talk about Snapchat, okay? Because this is something so bad. We've never had this conversation.
No, yeah, that's a form of communication I don't want to communicate on. Like,
no, we're grown. I'm not in high school. Why are you asking for my Snapchat?
Yeah, Snapchat is when I probably put my more, like, riskier things, like my sexy pictures. Whenever I'm feeling cute, I'll post, like, a titty-licious photo. But
titty-licious, oh my God, I'm here for it. That's so dope.
But I will not chat with you over Snapchat and get to know you over Snapchat.
That is so weird.
First of all, the chats get deleted.
Mm-hmm.
You said you want to suck my toes and I want proof.
You were talking about sucking on toes and now I was saying you don't know what I'm talking about.
I want proof of that.
And it shows when you screenshot.
Oh
so
my
it's shady.
God,
yeah.
No. A fucking trap. I want to see that dick pic tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Like, and I want to send it to my friends. So I know we're not supposed to be doing that, but come on. I'm only going to send it to my close ones, but yeah, no.
Yeah, don't ask me.
I just feel like if a guy comes up to me and he's like, what's your Snapchat? I'm just going to assume that he's young.
Yeah.
I'm immediately going to assume that he's young.
He's definitely Gen Z.
Yeah, like, I'm attracted to older men. So if a man that's 28 or 29 or 30 or whatever comes up to me and he's like, what's your Snapchat?
No.
How do you not? Bye.
Who raised
Snapchat is dead. And you heard it here first. Snapchat is dead. And if you're still using it, that's fine. I'm not saying like the app is stupid or whatever, but I'm saying that sense of Snapchat is dead.
As in getting
first,
to know someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like if you're first meeting someone, you shouldn't be like, what's your Snapchat? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you guys have been chatting for a little bit and you want to like send pictures back and forth to them, that's totally fine. Then ask for their Snapchat. But if you've known me for 5 minutes and you find me attractive or you find someone attractive, whatever, you should not be saying, what's your Snapchat?
So ugly.
I'm immediately dry. I'm immediately uncomfortable. And I don't like the side of your face. It is very, 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 very ugly.
It also almost means that I don't want to talk to you. I just want to fuck.
Oh, right. I just want to see your titties.
That's the cold word.
Yeah. Yeah. It's immediately sexual. And like, this is my biggest thing. I say this to everyone and especially men. If your main goal is just to hook up with this girl and not anything serious,
let
him
know.
You have to... Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you're... Oh, okay. You have to pretend that it's more.
Huh?
Let me just say this.
What?
Let me just... You have to... Maybe not pretend that it's more. I said that wrong. You have to pretend that sex isn't your main goal. Like, you need to come at me with, like, respect. Come at me, like, right. Like, get my number.
But
get to know me.
Regardless, they should be doing that.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, like, some guys are like, well, I only wanted to hook up. I only wanted to have fun. So, of course, I'm just going to ask for a Snapchat and, like, you know, invite her only at 2 a.m. No, you're still going to take her on a date. You're still going to ask for her number instead of her Snapchat. You're still going to treat her like a fucking human. And if your main goal is just to hook up, obviously say that. But you still have to treat a girl with respect. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, that came off really wrong. I was like, just pretend you want more from her and then ditch her after you get the dick. That's not what I meant. I'm so sorry. That's not what I meant. I bet everyone looked at their phones like, they pulled over in their car.
Nah.
That's not what I meant. Like, I just mean, like, even if you're not looking for anything serious and this girl's just someone you find attractive and she isn't girlfriend material, still treat us like fucking humans. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right now, I'm not interested in dating anyone, but I'm not going to treat a guy like a piece of dick. That's rude. It goes back and forth. It goes both ways. It's so cute.
I also don't like the IG thing now, though. Like, I would rather you ask for my number and me say no to you than me being, like, forced to give you my IG because I know it's not that serious. Then, you know what I mean? If you say, no, I don't want to give you my IG, they're like, why? It's just Instagram. Because now I feel like you weren't trying to pursue me anyway. You just wanted my Instagram. But really, you want to talk to me, and that's the way of you asking me, can we talk? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I don't agree with you.
What? You think IG is okay? Can I have your IG?
I think there's less pressure. I hate the way I just said pressure, but there's less pressure giving someone my Instagram than giving... I don't give out my number literally to anyone. Especially, like, if there's a guy that, like, I find attractive and he finds me attractive, we chatted for a couple of minutes, but it's probably not going to go any further than that, and I don't really see it as that. And he asks for my Instagram, I don't give a shit. Like, you can take my Instagram. But when that same guy is like, what's your number? Fuck no. Like, I don't give my number out to people that I just meet because, like, I don't know you. And the odds of us texting is never. So but you can have my Instagram.
You giving them your IG, there's a lot. That's a portal where you are more exposed on there.
Yeah, but so I don't care. So
then, like, they have access to more than they would if you gave them your number.
I get so what you're saying.
Yeah, that's my, like, holdback. I'm like,
But the
like,
thing is, they can find out your name and just look you up later. Like, it doesn't... Yeah, our, I mean, your Instagram isn't private. Mine isn't private. I understand
that,
so.
But that's, like, an express way to my things.
I get that. Yeah.
So my number would be like, I don't have to reply to you at all. Like...
Yeah.
So that's where I am with that.
I feel that. If I'm going to ignore you, I'm not going to give you my number. It's just a waste of time. To me. Or my favorite thing, well, it's like my new thing that I've been saying, that guys that over pursue me, like, they're like, what's your number? I'm like, no, like, I'm chilling. Because I never do that I have a boyfriend thing. Because I've learned the hard way. If I'm out and a guy's like, can I have your number? And I say I have a boyfriend. And then 5 seconds later, I'm like chatting with someone else in the corner. Then I'm just a liar. And I don't want to be that.
You look like a hoe.
You look like a hoe. And he's like, so you're cheating on your boyfriend. What do you want to do with me? You know, so I'm never that type. So my favorite thing to say is just, you know, I'm just chilling right now. I don't want to give you my number. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when he over pursues women, we need a defense. We need another line.
Punch him in the dick.
Steal his wallet. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite thing to say is, you're not my type. Flat out, wow. No thank you.
That's hurtful.
If I say, no, I'm good, I'm just chilling, and I don't give out my number, right? That's what I usually say. And then he asks me again, I say no thanks. And then he's still pursuing me on top of me in my throat. Dude, listen, you're probably a nice guy. You are handsome. You're attractive. But you're just simply not my type.
Mm.
Done. Usually, they're like, oh, I'm not your type, and it's still worse. But sometimes, it's like, okay, I respect that. Or it's like, fuck you, bitch, and that's fine, too. But it's...
I love the fuck you, bitch.
I love that so much.
How am I a bitch?
You ain't even that cute anyway.
Oh, that's why you walked up, right? Okay. Yeah.
You've been on my... for an hour. But okay, go off.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's what I say. What would you say if a guy, like, over-pursued you?
Usually, no thanks and walk away. And then they call me a bitch. That's always...
Oh, when you walk away. Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't... But they're going to follow you. If you say no thanks, they're going to... What I mean is over-pursuing. You already said no. You said, listen, I'm going to go look for my girls. And he found you a third time. That's over-pursuing. Then what do? You then, still do the...
No, I get upset.
Yeah.
Some guy has followed me in their car before. I got upset. And I
I was next to you.
Can you back up?
This happens to this girl all the time. We'll be walking and men will drive side by side. Like, next around the sidewalk. Like, come on, please, please. Oh, for a block. This happens all the time.
No, that shit is not fun. I get upset. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to jump in front of your car, you'll hit me, and you'll go to jail. Like,
what the f... Okay, that was... That took a left. That was wild.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god. I loved it, but like, that's crazy. Now you hit me with your car, I'm what? That's crazy.
Pursue this.
Oh my
god. Pursue that. Oh my god.
How do you feel about the 3-day rule?
It's so stupid.
Do y'all know about the 3-day rule?
Whoever made that up is single.
So the 3-day rule, obviously, I feel like y'all know, but we'll just say it just in case. It's, you know, you meet someone, you give them your number, and then the stupid fucking frat boys have said,
wait 3 days for you text her, bro. You don't look like a pussy.
What? Or even girls are like, I don't look too desperate, so I'm going to text him on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
Why?
If I meet you at Monday at 4 p.m. and I like you, I'll hit you up at 6.
I'm right in front of you saying, hey.
I'm like, do you want to hang out? No? Who cares? If I like your presence, yeah.
I'm shooting you that text right in front of you and saying, did you get it?
And girls, that is not looking, and guys too, it's not looking desperate. It's looking interested.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's fun. You chose you have balls. Yeah. Everyone wants a girl with balls.
No.
Take it from us first. If you have a big pair of balls, even hairy, men love it.
No, they don't.
You know what I mean. Oh my god.
No, yeah, guys like a bold girl.
You're like, let me say it differently because she sounds crazy. Bold. Okay, fine, yeah.
So like, yes, 3-day rule does not exist anymore.
It's fake.
It was always a myth.
Unless he has a girlfriend, then wait 3 days. I'm kidding.
Save your number as like dominoes.
No, no, save it as settings.
Settings won't text you, does it?
Yeah, settings sends you alerts. So it'll literally just show up as settings. You don't know, girl, yes.
No, I like I the don't... dominoes guy. The
Why is dominoes blowing up your phone?
Because I'm a fat bitch.
But you didn't order... The guy's gonna be like, baby, did not order Domino's today.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know why they keep saying
Domino's is obsessed with
they
me,
They have
man.
A deal, babe, 50% off. That's what
Oh, yeah, like promotion.
Yeah.
Guys, let's just say, like, I need to say this right now. We do not support cheating.
No.
Like, we don't.
We understand if...
They, Wait, what no, do we understand?
No, there's reason. People drive people to cheat sometimes, and I understand that.
What the fuck?
100%.
No, okay, so... I don't agree with that. What do you mean people drop? No, break up with them before you cheat. Is that simple? Never cheat on someone. You can always not cheat.
I think it's more complicated than that.
But how? Don't cheat.
We can get into that later.
Yeah, we're going to do an episode on cheating because
it's way too long of a thing.
Because what the I don't know where the fuck she got that from.
It's real. People drive people to cheat sometimes.
Okay, let's not get into it because that is a whole ass episode that we will dive into.
Yeah.
But we will say that we don't support cheating.
No, we do not support cheating.
So don't save his number as settings. Like, literally, just don't do
Maybe Fashion Nova, because Fashion Nova blows up my phone.
I mean, there are, like, tips, but, like, we're not going to give them to you because we don't believe in that.
But if you want to know how to be a good one,
hit us up. Hit her up, because I don't even stand by
No,
that.
I've never cheated in my life. I just thought about it, but... I feel like a terrible human.
Have you ever been cheated on? Oh, that's our episode.
Yeah,
let's wait. Guys, now I'm like ready to dive into cheating. Guys, basically, we just want to say communication.
It's cliche. Communication is key, but it really
It really is. I think you just have to open your heart to letting that person see you in every single light that it is. Okay, yeah, I'm a little bit of a Hallmark card, but that's like... That's the beauty of I'm a little cheesy. I'm a little goofy. I'm so relatable.
Anything else about yourself? What else?
You know, I'm sporty. I'm fun.
You do look like Sporty Spice.
Right? Y'all can see if you go to our frickin' Instagram. Y'all know the deal. You know the drill. Tell them.
Every Thursday, iTunes, Spotify, rate, subscribe, comment. Be there, be fucking square.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We say this every week, but it means a lot if you're giggling in your car, giggling in your room, or giggling while your boyfriend's playing PS5. It means a lot that y'all are here and that you're supporting us. But if you're not supporting us by subscribing and leaving a review, then you're fake.
That's just it.
Don't be fake.
There's no other way to go around it.
Write into us. Talk to us. Our DMs are always open at Gag Reflex Podcast on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.